Proclamation number 6496 of 9th of March, 1956. Invitation to the Lord's Table. You shall be offered the bread of heaven so that your soul will become strong and be able to resist when it is opposed by force. You shall not need a staff, for spiritual food will constantly be offered to you from above, because my love will constantly provide you with the nourishment you need in order to reach your aim. Yet come to my table with a real hunger. Don't satisfy yourselves elsewhere first, because you may receive sufficient food from me, and only the food I prepare for you myself and which you receive from my hand is of real value to you. I invite you all to be my guests because I know that I can offer you something delicious which is not available to any other host, and because only this food prepared and distributed by me is the right nourishment for your soul. And if you have now received abundantly from me myself, then you also share out to your fellow human beings and cause them to likewise come to my table and let themselves be satisfied. Distribute the bread as I have done, and in love offer your fellow human beings a strengthening drink. Let them also drink from the spring from which the water of life flows. Make them acquainted with my word, which comes to you from above and gives strength and light to all who gratefully accept it, who process it in their hearts. All of you humans must hear my word in order to be able to live accordingly. All of you must know my will, for you all have a task to fulfill on earth and need light and strength for it. And you receive this through my word. The soul shall be helped to life which still dwells in its body in an exceedingly weak state, and as long as this is its abode, in order to be able to enter the kingdom of light as a spiritual being full of strength and light after the death of the body, where it will again be engaged in an activity for which it must be fully equipped. And everything it needs to mature, to live and to be happily active in the spiritual kingdom one day, will be imparted to it in abundance in earthly life if only it is willing to accept it. I myself provide for it, I myself help it to eternal life through my word. The effect and significance of my word truly cannot be sufficiently explained to you humans, for you do not yet know how to appreciate its value. For whether you acquire earthly goods in excess, they cannot in the least improve the state of your soul. It will remain weak and miserable if it is not supplied with the nourishment it needs to build itself up, if it cannot refresh and strengthen itself with my word, which touches it like a current of life and gives it the strength to develop. The invitation to come to my table and let yourselves be fed by me keeps coming to you, for I alone know how much your soul needs nourishment, I alone know what helps it to live, and I alone can administer this nourishment to it. But whether I also have the most delicious to bestow, my invitation is often overheard. People rush past my servants who want to deliver my invitation to them, and they fill themselves with worthless food, with worldly feasts, where they are often offered a poisonous potion which causes great harm to their soul. And their greed will grow ever greater for the pleasures of this world. But anyone who often eats the bread and drinks the water I offer him will eternally no longer need to hunger and thirst, and yet always receive my refreshments with full enjoyment, for my gifts prepare bliss which cannot be compared to earthly pleasures. Therefore you should be eager servants and help your fellow human beings to receive spiritual food offered by my love itself. You should point them to the one who alone can give because he alone possesses and who will only ever distribute good gifts to his children. A nourishment which helps the soul to eternal life and which everyone may receive who wants to be his guest. Amen.